Give the world a smile each day.
Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We are located in Grove City, Ohio, and I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Friday to you. You know what that means? It's RU Fridays. RU is the RU Recovery Program. It's a faith-based, Bible-based, Christ-centered addictions program, and we're honored to have a chapter right here at Bible Baptist Church. We meet from 7 to 9 p.m. each Friday evening, and helping others find their way to victory over stubborn habits and addictions. And we learn that only the truth makes free, and the truth isn't something, the truth is someone. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." And we know that it's only the truth that makes free. And that means it's only Jesus that makes us free. And so come find out tonight. Get your help. It's a great discipleship program. Just want to come and say, I just want a course of study that I can go deeper in the Bible and deeper in my relationship with Christ. Then this is the program for you. So come join us tonight, 7 to 9 p.m. here at Bible Baptist Church. Then, of course, we look forward to our Sunday services here at the church, 9:30 for our Bible classes and Sunday school. 10:30 is the morning service, and 5:30 is the Sunday evening service, and we invite you out to be part of our guest on Sunday, all right? Now, if your Bible's nearby, Isaiah chapter 46, verse number 9, God says, "Remember the former things of old, for I am God, and there is none else. I am God, and there is none like me." And earlier in chapter 43 of Isaiah, and verse number 11, he says, "I, even I, am the Lord, and beside me there is no Savior." Here the heathen have attempted to influence the children of Israel, much as our society, as our culture, tries to influence the church, and sadly it has. In this case, they were influencing the children of Israel into idol worship. And God tells them, go back to the old ways. Go back to the old paths. 7 times in 4 chapters, God has to say, "I am the Lord. Beside me, there is none else." Listen, there's no God like our God. He said, "Who is like unto me?" Listen, I don't know about you, but you can have Buddha if you want, but I'll take the God of the Bible. You can have the Hindus gods if you want, but I'll take the God of the Bible. I want to follow what God of the God of the Bible says, because you know what? Besides him, there is no other God. There's no one like him. You can't compare him with anyone else. There is no equal to God. There is no one on God's level. No one can save like he can save. No one can care for us like he can care for us. You can take gold and you can take silver and you can make up gods and you can carry him around and you can set him in his place. But he has eyes, but he can't see. He has ears, but he cannot hear. He has hands, but he cannot work. There's no one like our God. No one like our God. No one like him. Now, he says, nobody can save like he can save. You can have other gods. Okay, that's fine. Other idols. But you're just playing around. You're not serious. You see, you can have other gods, and many people do, until they're facing eternity, until they face death. And then they have to realize nobody can save like he can. I'm thinking of Naaman the Syrian, who is a mighty man of valor, the Bible says. And yet, he got leprosy, which was a death sentence in his day. He would not live through leprosy. And so the little maid would tell his wife, "There's a man of God in Israel who could cure him." Oh, I'm telling you. Hey, Naaman was perfectly content with his false gods until he had leprosy. He was perfectly content with his idols until he got leprosy. Then he wanted to know the God of heaven. Then he wanted to know there's a God in heaven who can heal you of your disease of leprosy. I'm thinking of the New Testament, Jairus. Jairus was a ruler in the synagogue. That meant he simply had the care, and he set the schedule. He took care of the speakers. He took care of the synagogue. And that was all good, and that was all fine, until his only daughter is dying. And then all of a sudden, his rituals didn't mean anything, and his ceremonies didn't mean anything. He said, "I've got to get to Jesus. Jesus No one can heal like he can heal. No one can save like he can save. Oh, listen, you're listening to me today and you're content with your religion or your rituals or your idols or your statues or your beads or your prayer books or your chants. And you may be okay today. You're healthy. You feel good. There's sunshine in your life. But I'm going to ask you a question. What's it going to do when you're facing death? When there comes a time when you're facing eternity and you're staring eternity right in the face, I want you to know, neither is there salvation in any other. For there's no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Acts 4:12. No one can save like God can save. Hallelujah, what a Savior who can take a poor lost sinner, lift him from the miry clay and set him free. I will ever tell the story shouting glory, 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 hallelujah. Jesus ransomed me. I want to testify to you today. None can save like he can save. None can forgive like he can forgive. None can give hope like he can give hope. I'm saying there's no one that can save like Jesus. Number two, there's no one that can deliver like God can. He delivers, but I notice he delivers in his time, not mine. I'm thinking of the story of Lazarus in the New Testament in John chapter 11. When he got word that Lazarus, the one whom you love, is sick, Jesus stayed 2 days in the same place where he was. What? I mean, did you tell Jesus where we are? Did you tell Jesus what happened? Yeah. And yet Jesus purposely waited. You know, when we have trouble, we ask for deliverance, but we want it now. Like that commercial, you know, what is it, J.D. Wentworth or whatever? You know, I want my money and I want it now. Well, I want deliverance and I want it now. I mean, the siren's on, the lights are flashing, then we expect help to bust through the door. It's a 911 emergency. But Jesus stayed 2 days in the same place. You know why? He delivers in his time, not my time. He delivers in his way, not my way. But in fact, by the time he got there, it said Lazarus been dead for 4 days. Martha, hey, Jesus, if you'd have been here, my brother wouldn't have died. This wouldn't have happened. In other words, she was saying, Lord, where have you been? Mary said the same thing. And she wept. They both wept. Why? Thinking it's Lazarus beyond deliverance. But Jesus said, show me where you laid him. And then he said, roll away the stone. And listen, he says, he cries out, Lazarus, come forth. And he did. Oh, were they glad then? I wonder if you ask him, now, would you rather Jesus been here now or earlier? I think they said, oh, I think he did it just right on time. Oh, I'm so thankful. Would you rather him healed Lazarus or would you rather him raised him from the dead? See, no one delivers like God delivers. And he'll do it in his time, so he'll get the glory and he'll get all the praise. Abraham, God will deliver. You don't need Ishmael. You don't need Hagar. God delivered Isaac. And when he was told to sacrifice Isaac, he raised that knife into the air and he would have brought it down to him. The Bible says in the New Testament, he accounted that God could have raised him from the dead. God can deliver you. Whether it's sickness, whether it's disease, whether it's circumstances, whether it's trouble. No matter what it is, he is able to deliver thee. He is able to deliver thee, though by sin oppressed. Go to him for rest. Our God is able to deliver thee. No one saves like him. No one delivers like him. No one provides like him. Children of Israel are leaving Egypt. They're going to journey to the promised land. God will lead them by a cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. He'll feed them with manna. Every morning, possibly as many as 3 million Jews, 2 to 3 million Jews, and quail in the evening, manna in the morning, water from a rock. Their clothes wouldn't wear out. Their sandals didn't wear out. What I'm saying nobody provides like God provides. Pastor, what about inflation? Pastor, what about the gas prices? I'm telling you, my friend, no one provides like God provides. In John chapter 6, he feeds the 5,000. Well, there was 5,000 men besides the women and children. How? 5 loaves and 2 fishes. And when that came about, he asked the disciples what they were going to do. And the Bible says he said that to prove them. And they set out trying to figure it out. Remember Philip? 200 penny worth of bread is not enough to feed these people. Wait a minute. But they just took what they had and gave it to Jesus. And Jesus did a miracle. And they fed 5,000 men besides the women and children, and they were full, and they took up 12 baskets full that remained. Later on, 4,000 more were fed. Remember when he told Peter, launch out in the deep and let down your nets for a draught, and he just went out and let down one net, and they had so many fish, their net break. Why? Nobody provides like God provides. We have needs, yes. Is there a light bill to pay? Yeah. Is there electric to pay? Yeah. You know, in our church, we've seen God take care of new lights, new chairs, carpeting, storage sheds, paving of the parking lot. No one provides like God provides. Our health, our strength, our comfort, our companionship, joy, peace. God provides. Nobody provides like God provides. Look to God. You are the Lord God. Tell him you are the Lord God. Besides you, there is none else. God, there's no one like you. It's when the widow woman. God sent Elijah said, there's a widow woman going to take care of you in Zarephath. Elijah goes there and he sees this older woman with a younger boy. And God says, that's the one right there. Well, that wasn't very impressive to Elijah, I'm sure. I think he was expecting someone with some means to be able to take care of him. And he says, hey, could I get a drink of water? And she goes, yeah, I'll get you a drink of water. And he says, and bring me a cake. She says, well, I just have a little meal here. I'm making the last meal for my son and me, and then we're going to die. And he said, well, go ahead and make me something first. Wow. Well, if I make something for him, I'm not going to have much left for me and my son. But she did. She, by faith, obeyed the man of God. She believed that none will provide like God can provide. And she did. And you know what? The Bible says that barrel never ran dry. Every time she went in there to pour out some more meal, to make a meal, it was there. I'd like to live. Would you like to live so that barrel of meal would never run dry? Can I tell you, give what you have to God. God can do anything, anything, anything. God can do anything but fail. Eyes have seen, ears have heard. It's recorded in God's word. God can do anything but fail. There's none like him, my friend. No one like our God. Do you know him as your Savior? Is he your God? The Bible says that no man comes unto the Father but by him. That's Jesus. Have you received Jesus Christ as your Savior? If not, I pray you'd call upon him today. Admit the fact you're a sinner. Admit the fact you need a Savior, and that Jesus is a Savior you need. Oh, my friend, he'll forgive your sin, and he'll give you the gift of God, which is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And you're going to find out none can save like he can, none can deliver like he can, and none can provide like he can. I'll testify to you, there's no one like him. No one like him. Been serving him now for many, many decades, and I'll testify there's no one like Jesus. There's no one like our God. And I pray you'll find that true today. Well, I hope you'll take that with you and squeeze every bit out of it that you can today and through the weekend. And then let's continue to let people know there's no God like our God. All right. Have a good Friday, everybody. I look forward to seeing some of you in church on Sunday. And the rest of us will come back Monday for the radio broadcast when we talk about that one book. And until Monday, this is Brother Slayball reminding you, be good to everyone, because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 7 o'clock p.m. We also host the RU Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people in our community. We meet every Friday at 7 o'clock in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.